in the land of Bethlehem, Judah, during the rule of Saul, there lived the Ephratite Jesse, who had 8 sons. Eliab was the oldest, and the youngest was David. And when the armies of the Philistines gathered their forces against Israel, I volunteered my services to King Saul. And with me went my next 2 older brothers, Abinadab and Shammah. My 5 other brothers remained at home to help our father, who was getting old. Each had a duty to perform. For David, it was to tend our father's sheep. But when Abinadab, Shammah, and I had left to join the army of Saul, David grew restless. Often, when our father went into the field, he would find David dreaming, his eyes staring far beyond the horizon, while the sheep wandered about the hillside.
David! David!
Oh, Father! What are you doing in the field?
I came to see how it goes with you, my young dreamer. And it is well that I came. See how the sheep wander.
I watch them, Father. They won't go far.
We cannot afford to lose a single lamb. With our men at war with the Philistines, who can say when we shall be forced to live only on what we grow?
The soldiers of Israel are strong, Father. They will fight to protect their land.
Aye, they will fight. But they are greatly outnumbered by the Philistines. Can they defeat so large a force?
If the others have the courage of my brothers, they will find a way to defeat the might of the Philistines.
Oh, how can one so young as you be so certain?
If we are not certain, Father, then we shall be defeated. Father?
Hmm? Yes, my son?
I would like to go with my brothers and join the army of Saul. Oh,
but you are still but a boy, David.
I am strong enough to shoulder the plow and carry the yoke when there is water to be drawn from the well.
And who would tend the sheep?
4 of my brothers will be with you. Let one of them see to the sheep.
But what do you know of the ways of a soldier, David, of fighting, of killing?
What I do not know, I will learn. You will give me your permission to go?
I will consider it.
Oh, but Father, the time grows short. Why, even now...
Even now, the sheep are beginning to stray. Now, first, my restless one, you will learn to use the shepherd's staff. Then there will be time to use the weapons of a soldier.
So passed the days. As we, the soldiers of Saul, pitched our tents on a mountain overlooking the valley of Elah, the Philistines set up camp on a mountain opposite to us. And as we waited, my brother David also waited, each day more impatiently than the next. Waited only for the day when our father would give his consent for David to join us on our war with the Philistines. Then one day, David found father waiting for him when he returned from the fields.
David, do you know the valley of Elah?
Where the army of King Saul is camped? Yes, father, I know it well. You're giving your consent for me to join my brothers?
Yes.
Father!
But, not as a soldier.
Not... I don't understand.
I'm concerned for your brothers, whether they are with sufficient food and if they're well. For this reason only, I send you to the Valley of Elah to take to your brothers this parched corn and these 10 loaves. You will carry also these 10 cheeses to the captain of their 1,000, and you will bring me back word of your brothers.
I must return?
You must return. Oh, David, my son, let not your eyes tear with disappointment. Some must fight, while others must remain at home so the flocks will not hunger nor the fields wither and die. This is as it must be done. David, when you have reached man's age, my son, may there be an end to war, when we shall live in peace with our brothers. Now, go, David, and the God of Israel go with you.
The next morning, with the coming of the day, David left the sheep with another of our brothers and did as father had commanded him. And in time he came to the valley of Elah and our tents on the mountain, on a day when we engaged the Philistines in battle. David went among the wounded in our tents and asked after his brothers. And when he said he was David, son of the Ephratite of Bethlehem, Judah, they told him that we were in battle with the Philistines. Then David stood on the mountain above the valley of Elah and watched, and his heart ached to be with us. But he remembered his father's words and bided his time. When the fighting had ceased and Saul's thousand had returned to their camp to rest and care for their wounded, David went among them, searching for Abinadab and Shammah and me. Then did he hear the murmur of voices and a strange look on the faces of the soldiers as they turned toward the valley below. As David sought to determine the cause for the excitement, one of the soldiers pointed toward the valley, as did the others. David looked where the soldier pointed, and his eyes were filled with astonishment. From the camp of the Philistines strode a giant of a man, the one called Goliath. His height was more than 8 feet, and he had a helmet of brass on his head, and he was dressed in a coat of mail. It was guessed that the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass, more than 160 pounds. Upon his legs were coverings of brass, and a plate of brass was on his chest. The shaft of his spear was more than the height of a normal man, and there were those who would swear that the iron head of his spear would weigh 20 pounds. As this giant, Goliath, approached the foot of the mountain where we were camped, he raised his spear, and the men grew quiet.
You, soldiers of Israel, why have you set yourselves in battle formations? We are Philistines, and you are only servants to Saul. The force of the Philistines is greater than yours. But choose a man from your ranks and let him stand up to me. If he is able to fight me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I kill him, you will be our servants and will serve us. Come, who will it be? I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together.
When Goliath, the Philistine of Gath, had spoken, the soldiers of Israel drew back into their camp, and they spoke among themselves, saying, "Have you seen this giant of a Philistine? He's come to defy Israel, and surely the one who fights him and slays him will be rewarded by the king. Riches will be his and the hand of the king's daughter in marriage, and his father's house will be free in Israel." David listened to the talk among the soldiers, and he grew angry. A Philistine had come to defy the armies of Israel and the living God. There must be one among Saul's thousand who would take up Goliath's challenge. It was then, as David wandered through the camp, that I spied him. David!
Eliab, my brother!
What are you doing here? And what have you done with the sheep? Lost them, no doubt.
The sheep are not lost. Father sent me to you.
Do not lie, David. I know what has been in your mind. You came here just to watch the fighting, perhaps also to take up a spear.
And have I not a cause to do so? But Father did send me to bring you food, and food to the captain.
If this is true, then leave the food and return home.
In a moment. Eliab?
Well?
Is it true what the soldiers are saying? He who slays Goliath the Philistine will be rewarded by King Saul?
Aye, if such a man can be found among Saul's thousand. I would not risk my life against him who could crush me as he would a pile of twigs.
There is one who would stand up to Goliath.
Aye? And who is this tower of courage?
I.
You? You, a herder of sheep, whose beard has not yet been born? You hear? We have a champion among us. One who would defend all Israel against the defiant Goliath. Here, he stands before you. This is he, my brother David.
David had offered to face Goliath, and the laughter grew as word made its way through the camp. But when it reached the tent of Saul, the king, he sent for David to question him.
Is it you who has spoken out? Who would fight Goliath?
Yes, sire.
You are but a boy.
Soon I will no longer be a boy.
But you cannot fight the Philistine. You know nothing of fighting. And he has been a soldier before your birth.
I have known a kind of fighting, sire.
So?
I am the keeper of my father's sheep. And one day, as I tended the sheep in the field, a lion and a bear came down upon the flock and seized the lamb. I rushed out and struck the lion which had attacked first. And when he rose up against me, he freed the lamb. Then I seized him by the beard, and with the knife in my belt, I slew him. I killed both the lion and the bear. And Goliath the Philistine I shall also kill, for he has defied the armies of Saul and the living God. The Lord that delivered me from the paw of the lion and the bear will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. I do not fear him, sire.
Perhaps thy courage will destroy him. Then go, David, son of Jesse, and the Lord be with you.
Thank you, sire.
Here, you will wear this coat of mail and this brass helmet, and you will carry my sword.
No, sire. I cannot wear these, for I have not earned them as a soldier.
And would you then kill the Philistine with your bare hands? You cannot meet him in combat unprotected.
I will be protected, sire, by my sling and by my faith in the God of Israel.
When David left the tent of King Saul, he went down the mountain to a brook which flowed through the plain of Elah. From the brook he chose 5 smooth stones and put them into the shepherd's bag which was slung over his shoulder. Then, armed only with his shepherd's staff, he went forward to meet the Philistine, Goliath. When Goliath saw David approaching with his staff in his hand, it was something he could not believe.
Is this what the armies of the king of Israel have sent to face me? A boy fair of skin, armed with a shepherd's staff? Tell me, boy, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?
I come with weapons of my own choosing.
Then you are both young and a fool. Come to me, and I will feed your flesh to the birds in the sky and the beasts of the field.
I do not fear your spear, Philistine, nor the rattle of your armor. I come to you in the name of the king and in the name of the God of Israel, whom you have defied. Today he will deliver you into my hands, and I will kill you. And I will feed your flesh to the birds in the sky and the beasts of the field.
You speak only words, little one. Words which will rattle in your mouth like pebbles in a cup.
Then come, Philistine, and let us meet, and you shall feel the sting of my pebbles.
Now, as we watched, David and Goliath drew close together. And we prayed that the God of Israel was truly with David. The two drew closer still. Then, raising his arm, Goliath cast his spear at David. But David moved quickly away, and the spear thrust itself into the ground.
You moved like lightning, little one, but I shall not miss my mark a second time.
Then did Goliath pull his spear from the ground and turn to face David.
Oh, call upon your God, little one. The God who has sent you into battle with only a shepherd's stick. We will see who is the most powerful, the God of Israel or Goliath the Philistine.
We wait for you, Philistine, the God of Israel and I.
Once more, David and Goliath drew near one to the other. And as we watched, David put his hand into the bag which hung over his shoulder and drew out one of the stones which he had taken from the brook. As he came closer to Goliath, he drew a sling from the bag and fitted the stone into it.
Now comes the time, Philistine, when you shall feel the anger of the God of Israel and the sting of my pebbles.
Quickly, David raised his arm and swung the sling about his head. Then he cast the stone toward Goliath. Straight as a spear flew the stone and found its mark in the forehead of Goliath. Goliath! David had slain Goliath. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they left the valley of Elah and fled. And when the soldiers of Israel knew that Goliath was dead and the Philistines were gone, a great shout arose. And we who were his brothers knew that little David, the shepherd boy, was no more. For on this day was David the man born. And when the stories of courage and faith are gathered together, chief among them will be the story of David, son of Jesse the Ephratite, and how he slew Goliath the Philistine in the Valley of Elah. The story as I have told it to you.